Share this verse with everybody, and I'll translate it. Go ahead.
Do you want me to read it in the melodious tone?
Yes, in your melodious tone. Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٍ.
Perfect, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Subhanallah.
Takbir. Okay, Muftiza, tell us what's going on.
This verse is, to me, is a very powerful verse. Allah says, and those who believed and whose descendants followed them, we will join their descendants with them after. So the parents left, grandparents passed away. We will join their children with them in Jannah. And we will not deprive them of anything of their deeds. Every person for what he earned is retained. So one of the greatest hopes that we have once we leave this world is we're going to be reunited with our loved ones. Wallahi Bajan, that is, you know, such a powerful and moving feeling to have within your heart, within your life, you know?
Especially when you lose a loved one.
When you lose a loved one, Bajan, you know, I always say, Bajan, you know, you and I, we get these calls, like, you get a call sometimes from the same person that's always loving you, you know, talking to you in a nice way, and one day, you know, he calls you and his tone is different, or the text message you get this time is different. This time, the person that calls you that always makes you laugh is calling you, telling you his father passed away, or his brother passed away, or his mother passed away. You know, these are moments that you don't know what to say to that person when you hear that news. What can you say? You can't prepare yourself for these moments. You can't. And I find myself that this verse gives me the most comfort. And it always, whenever I share this with somebody, it gives them so much comfort too. What comforted the Prophet ﷺ when he was leaving the world? He loved his family. He loved his wives. He loved his children. He loved the Sahaba. He loved the city of Medina. But you know, when the 3 days before he passed away, when he went to Jannat al-Baqi', and he said salam to the people of Jannat al-Baqi'. And then he said, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a choice of to stay with my ummah or to go back and be reunited with, you know, ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. Because Aisha was asked, what were the last few verses the Prophet was reciting before leaving this world? And she said, the last surah I heard him reciting was Surah Safat. And the last verse I heard him reciting was ma'an nabiyyin ulaika alladhi an'ama Allahu alayhim. He says minan nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada'i was-salihin. He would say ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada'i was-salihin. He continuously said to Oh Allah, I want to be reunited with the pious, the righteous ones, the anbiya. I want to see my father Ibrahim. I want to see Ismail. I want to see the beautiful face of Yusuf. And he continued to say that in his last few days. So when he said that my Allah gave me the choice of staying behind or going to Allah. And the people said, Ya Allah, choose us. Ya Rasulullah, choose us. And he says, no, I chose my Allah. Al-Rafiq al-A'la.
Inna al-Abd khuyira bayna al-dunya wal-akhirah. You know?
Yeah.
And they said, please stay with us. And Allah, he said, Bal al-Rafiq al-A'la. And he didn't say just Allah. He said, Bal al-Rafiq al-A'la. I choose the companionship of the high, of the almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rafiq al-A'la. It's companionship. Like they were friends here, they're going to be friends waiting for you in Jannah. There's